Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So yesterday, the Los Angeles County Coroner Medical Examiner's Office had released the cause of death of Anne Heche, actress Anne Heche, who had died. She was involved in an accident on August 5th, became brain dead over the next few days, was kept alive until, I believe, August 12th in order to harvest her organs, and then it was turned off and she was pronounced dead on August 12th. So there was a lot of discussion surrounding what happened. As witnesses said, she was just pouring through the streets, going 90, 100 miles an hour, banged into some garbage cans, went around, kept driving, possible hit and run of some property, private property, and then the crash tragically ends in her crashing into a house, at least going, I believe, 12 feet into the house, we're being told, and the fire took at least 65 minutes to put out. Now, she was driving a Mini Cooper, and of course, you know, whenever you hear a fire was hard to put out, you think of an electric vehicle crash, because electric vehicle crashes, even though the data is not showing they are more often associated with fires, they are notorious for having car fires that just take forever to put out. And so when you look at her car, there's a picture of it. It's in an article I wrote where it's just completely mangled and in flames. It looks like either the flames were, you know, not so much near where the fuel tank was, but either near the chassis or near the front. And it also looked like there was huge impact, and it also looked like that the flames were going on for some time. So the autopsy report, the Los Angeles County Medical Examiner Coroner said that Anne Heche had died from inhalation and thermal injuries. No other causes. That was cause A. Cause B, C, D, non-contributory. So inhalation, thermal injuries, which I'll explain. She also had a sternal fracture due to blunt trauma. So her chest probably hit the steering wheel, caused a fracture, could have also caused cardiac damage as well. But she technically died from inhalation and thermal injuries. Now, many people, you know, when they heard this, they're like, but she was moving, she was talking. You know, how did she go from moving to brain dead? You saw in the video her moving forward towards, she was on the gurney reaching for her feet. Well, the initial inhalation injuries you get from inhaling carbon monoxide, inhaling chemicals. Inhalation injuries can happen from inhaling anything that's noxious, anything that your body doesn't need. Sadly, some of these substances will cause severe edema, swelling, inflammation, casting, gook that starts to fill up the lungs. So you might be, you know, coming out of a fire, like, what was that movie, what was that show, This Is Us? You know, with the dad, you know, he got out of the fire, you know, and he's coughing a little bit and all that, but then later it's like, what happened? And so sadly, it's the aftermath and the body's response to this that can cause somebody to succumb. The thermal injuries from the heat, from the burns, those could cause massive organ damage, dehydration, infection, shock. So these are not very easy injuries to sadly have. And a question keeps coming up. I got asked this immediately. I thought of it immediately. You know, when we heard that the fire took a long time, was it an electric vehicle? Now, I do not want to hijack the gravity of the story in terms of this is an actress who was suffering. We aren't sure if there was cocaine on board. Originally, they said, New York Times reported, she had cocaine in her blood. Alcohol has been ruled out. And after alcohol was ruled out, the investigator said, we're not investigating this case anymore. So I don't think we're going to get a full toxicology report. Mind you, it takes sometimes a month or two to get a full tox report, which is what they're telling us. So we might get some more information if it was a DUI and if there was anything else on board. But right now, all the only information we're getting is she died from inhalation injury and traumatic injury. But the reason why I want to bring up what vehicle she possibly had, and it was a Mini Cooper, I think it was a blue Cadman, they said, is I have been studying a lot of crash videos and studying some of the data. And when you see these cars hit a pole, some of these electric ones are going into flames. And we are, as a country, moving towards electric vehicles. And I'd like to think they're safe. I like to think they are economical. I'd like to think that they protect the environment, and I will eventually buy one. But there is no way in hell I'm going to want one of my children or my husband driving one if a certain amount of impact is going to cause somebody to be burned alive. We had a case where, was it Henry Ruggs of the Raiders, had been involved in a high-speed chase, hit a woman in a RAV4 SUV. Witnesses said that they could hear her screaming, and she and her dog were burned alive in the vehicle. Now, vehicle fires happen with fuel-injected vehicles, too. So it's not, you know, I get it. You know, vehicle fires can happen on any high-speed impact. But we really need more data, and we need to know if these vehicles were electric. Because if Ann Hetch, as you saw, was alive during the injury, couldn't maybe get out of the car by herself, the flames couldn't stop, the flames might have been even more exaggerated based on the concentration and based on what the impetus was, then we might need to have a very, very honest conversation about where we might be going in terms of accidents and in terms of the vehicles and how safe they are. If we are finding that these electric vehicles in these crashes have a higher potential of burning the passenger alive, that's a problem. And I'm not saying Ann Hesh's car was electric, but we know Mini Coopers come electric. We know RAV4s can come electric or hybrid. We know that, you know, many of these cars are such a big push that when you do hear fires are taking forever to, you know, be put out, we just start to wonder. And I know nobody wants to talk about that, you know, but I think it is a conversation we need to have, especially if there's this big push for us to move electric. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so flu shots. You're going to notice signs and advertisements for you to get your flu shot. I am a big fan of the flu shot. I know some of you guys groan. Well, of course, she's a big fan of the flu shot. I'll tell you why I'm a fan of the flu shot. It's because when I didn't get the flu shot and I got the flu, I was down. I was down for the count. I had to take care of my babies. I had to try to work. And I was like, what the hell is this? And see, for me, I didn't mind the fever. I didn't mind the body aches. I could live through that. Once you've got a kidney stone and once you've given birth, you can deal with that. My problem is I need to work. I can't be, you know, sidelined and not able to work. And so, you know, and I think one of the worst flus I had, my son was 1.5 years old. That was during 2001. I had a horrible, horrible flu during 2001. And then we got swine flu in 2009. and our whole family was sick. And I'm like, okay, guys, you know, I know you don't like shots, you know, and I know you think you're done with your whole vaccine protocols and regimen, but we're getting yearly flu shots. And the funny thing is my kids are up on that. They remember having the flu and not liking the way they feel. And so they actually do get the flu shots. And I personally think the flu, getting the flu shot, protects you from COVID. And I'll remind you why. So I do get the flu shot. I am a fan of the flu shot. And the flu shots are out there. Some of you guys can get flu shots for free. Some of you might have to pay for your flu shot, but the flu shots are out there. So definitely check into it. In terms of do we even have flu, we do. In fact, we've had 25 cases of flu this week. Now, most of them were A. I think they were the H3N2. Hard to say if this was last year's flu season winding down or if it's the start of the new flu season that's about to start. Either way, you know, it's here. Now, people believe that, well, as long as we have waves of COVID, we're not going to have flu. Well, remember I told you guys in Australia, when they looked at the numbers of this year versus pre-pandemic in 2019, the flu cases were already up in the 200,000s, and they haven't even finished their flu season this year, whereas pre-COVID, they were at about 300,000 cases. So Australia had a pretty above-average flu season. That portends a higher flu season for us. You like that word, portend? Yeah, I learned that in high school, and I haven't used it too much. So just to give you guys a little bit of data here, because we watch what happens in Australia. In Australia, they said back in 2019, at the conclusion of their season. So whereas our season concludes in May, their season concludes in November. At the conclusion, they had 313,000 laboratory-confirmed cases of influenza, which was 2.7 times higher than the five-year average. They had about 4,000 admissions in the hospital, et cetera. That was in 2019. To date, and they still have another three more months of their season, they're already at 212,000. So they're already two-thirds there. They've already had 246 deaths, 1,500 hospital admissions. So hopefully it's not as bad as pre-pandemic, but they're saying, look, this is looking pretty active. And because last year was very minimal, and the year before was very minimal, and then what happened in Australia happened with us, we are expecting there to be more flu. Now, the flu shot this year, just to let you know what it protects against. Back in February, I don't know if you guys remember, the World Health Organization told all the Northern Hemisphere countries what they recommend our flu shot be. So that was in February, before Australia's flu season, because we need to know by February. So in February, the World Health Organization alerted us, and this is what the CDC and FDA did. So the FDA says our current flu shot will have an A H1N1 Victoria lineage, an A H3N2 Darwin lineage. The H1N1 is similar to what we had with swine flu. The H3N2 is notorious for these big outbreaks. A B from Austria lineage, Victoria, and then B Phuket. Please use long OO. If you make a short OO on Phuket, you can't say that on air. So there's two A's and two B's in the quadrivalent. There are, that's the egg base. There's also a cell or recombinant base that has an H1N1 Wisconsin, H3N2 Darwin, a B, and a Phuket. Two B's, yeah, Phuket, okay? Then there's a trivalent, and the trivalent has the H1N1, H3N2, and the Austria B. Like virus, so it'll protect against the swine flu type, the H3N2, and then the B. Again, those are there. We do not have a COVID combo. One of you asked if we have a COVID vaccine flu combo. Yet we don't. We don't because remember, the virus, the vaccines are different. The inactivated killed vaccine that we have for flu is called like a skeleton, the killed version of a skeleton, whereas the mRNA vaccines are an enveloped protein. It would be interesting to see if the Novavax vaccine could be given with flu vaccine because the Novavax are the spike protein pieces. So that could be pretty cool. So we'll have to see. But hopefully we will eventually have something that handles both because that's what we've had to do with our flu vaccines. So with this, keep in mind, this was decided in February. So there will never be a 100% match. The World Health Organization does their best guess as to what they think the circulating strains are. And there's, you know, multiple H3N2s, H1N1s, and they hope they match it as close as possible. On the best year, they're only going to be 60%. All right, we didn't really have a good match last year, year before. But COVID and flu compete. Now, COVID and flu, to get into a cell, they use different receptors. They will hit the cell in different areas. But once a cell is taken over by the bully, it's that bully's worker bee, okay? Right? So if COVID gets that cell first, that cell is for COVID. That cell will not necessarily be helping out flu. That cell will have already been taken over, and it's machinery working to make more COVID. Another interesting thing is when you get the flu, your flu cells or your cells that are infected with flu express more ACE2 receptors. Now, COVID needs the ACE2 receptors. So if somebody has the flu, remember we told you guys, if you have the flu and COVID, you could be screwed, you know, like flu-rona? Well, flu makes these cells upregulate their ACE2 receptors, which gives COVID a lot more places to hop on. So the reason why we told you guys early on that we feel those who had a flu shot were more protected is if you don't get the flu and you don't upregulate so many of those ACE2 receptors, there's less receptors for COVID to catch onto. So, you know, people say it makes no sense that one vaccine will work for another. It does. One, by it may, you know, boost the immune system and, you know, kick it, light a fire up its butt to be more wary of viruses coming. But the main thing is an infection with one of these other viruses can make the environment more helpful for COVID to come. Now, flu and COVID are different. I told you, you know, when some of you have already been calling saying, on telemedicine platforms saying, I have the flu. It's not COVID because I tested negative at home. Remember, these at home negative COVID tests suck. Not all of them, but, you know, the average person is testing negative only to days later test positive. But one way to tell the difference between the flu and COVID is when you get the flu, you could almost tell us the exact time of day you got sick. And people will say, I was fine. I went to work. I went to lunch. We had a 1 p.m. meeting. And then at about 2:47, I just felt like I got hit by a truck. That's probably flu, as opposed to COVID, where, I mean, assuming you have all the other symptoms like fever, cough, chills, things like that, body aches. COVID is, well, it started off with a sore throat. Then I got a bad headache. And then I got a low-grade fever, and then the sore throat went away, and then I got a cough, and then the sore throat came back, then it went away. The whole morphine process is more COVID. Flu is, we're going to come, we're going to hit you hard, and then we're going to leave. The fever of flu is a lot higher. You know, when somebody says, my temperature is 103, 104, I don't think COVID, unless maybe a secondary infection or a worsening COVID, I think flu, you know, first. So the onset of symptoms, the hitting you like a brick, the high fever, the symptoms coming on, you know, really, really fast, almost all at once within 24 hours as opposed to the slow morphine, that's the difference. Now, again, COVID and a cold, a lot of these colds, you know, again, mild, not really much of a big, you know, fever, morphine, things like that. So pharmacies have the flu shot. I vote to get it, right? That's my vote. And it's going to be interesting. I really hope it's not an active flu season, but that's what they're predicting. 1-877-DOCTOR.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Rochelle Walensky, director of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, announced Thursday the agency failed to respond effectively to the COVID-19 pandemic, and changes are in the works to make it better. As the judge that signed off on President Trump's FBI raid will decide today if the warrant should be made public after an outcry from America claims the search was a violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution, law professor from George Washington University, Jonathan Turley on Fox News, says the FBI has already been leaking selective information.
And yet we have these leaks that are coming out almost regularly every 2 days, saying, well, we were looking for nuclear weapons information and we had no choice but to move quickly. And then we just had another leak saying, well, there's this suspicious videotape outside the storage.
USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine. The same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions. Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So last year, I brought up the topic of us possibly having another Dust Bowl. And I'm sure when I brought that up, you guys were starting to groan, going, oh, man, we don't need any other tragedies befalling us. You know, we might be going into a recession. You know, possibly depression, depending on what other tax and spending bills get passed. And I don't want to hear about a Dust Bowl. But last year, I looked some stuff up, and I do that occasionally. I do some research. And when last year, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration reported that half the country was facing a moderate to exceptional drought, and we started to notice dust levels rise, I put the two together, and I'm thinking, maybe that means we're coming up on another Dust Bowl. Now, Last year, the NOAA stated that the drought could affect close to 74 million people. They had said in drought-affected areas, rangeland, pastures, and winter wheat have already experienced adverse events, which were exacerbated by the severe February cold outbreak. So last February was pretty, pretty cold. And the precipitation during the 2020 to 21 period was at its lowest. Nevada being one of the hardest hit states, and that's where I live. And so the Dust Bowl had happened back in the 1920s for a few reasons, okay? The agricultural expansion had grown rapidly, and this was during the 20s. And they had soil-stabilizing grasslands that were plowed, and those got converted over to farms so they could cultivate crops. The population was growing in the 20s. It was the roaring 20s, and agricultural expansion and the economy was booming. But then during the 30s, the Great Depression led to less demand and oversupply of crops. People were too financially devastated to purchase food at the previous levels. So remember how during COVID, our farmers had to just trash a lot of the crops they had because and food they had because there weren't restaurants open. So eerily, that resembled what happened during the COVID pandemic. Then drought and wind conditions picked up in the 30s. Many crops died. The protective loosened topsoil got blown off, leaving the ground beneath vulnerable to more drought and more erosion. So losing soil-stabilizing grasslands converted to drought and wind-sensitive farmland helped, not to mention depression and economic hardship, led to the Dust Bowl. So what's happening now? Well, we're being told that nearly three-quarters of U.S. farmers say this year's drought, this year, now 2022, is hurting their harvest. And according to a new survey, 37% of farmers say they are plowing through and killing existing crops that won't reach maturity because of dry conditions. That's a jump from 24% last year. Now, July was the third hottest on record for the U.S., ranked in the top 10 for every state in the West except for Montana. This is according to the National Centers for Environmental Information. And the U.S. Department of Agriculture's weekly weather and crop bulletin, according to CNN, ending the week of August 6, reported rapidly intensifying drought gripped the central and southern plains and mid-south, depleting topsoil moisture and significantly stressing rangeland, pastures, and various summer crops. So they estimate that 60% of the west, south, and central plains are experiencing severe drought or higher this year. So what does that happen? What then must happen? Well, the farmers say they have to sell off their livestock that they've been trying to raise. They have to destroy orchard trees they've grown for decades and destroy crops that won't make it. The AFBF survey was conducted across 15 states from June 8 to July 20 in extreme drought regions from Texas to North Dakota to California, which makes up half of the country's agricultural production value. And in California, a state with high fruit and nut tree crops, 50% of farmers in the state said they had to remove trees and multi-year crops due to the drought. Well, that's going to affect future revenue. It's also going to affect future food supply. 33% of all U.S. farmers said they had to do the same, nearly double from last year. Selling off the herds. Farmers in Texas are being forced to sell off their cattle herds earlier than normal. As water sources dry out, grass burns up, farmers in the Lone Star State reported the largest reduction in herd size, down 50%, followed by New Mexico and Oregon. They said, we haven't seen this kind of movement of cows to market in a decade. Well, livestock needs water. So the drought conditions back in the 1930s, well, you know, and I know, you know, climate change is only happening now. There's always been climate change. And there was a big, nasty drought that added more insult to injury during the Depression. And with people not buying, you know, the food, having less money, people, you know, not going to the speakeasies or the restaurants as much, there was surplus. And you'd think with the surplus, that'd be great. But if there was nobody to work and nobody to buy it and nobody to, you know, transport it, it got wasted. So what about the dust? So even though advancements in agriculture now have preserved topsoil as people learned from the Dust Bowl, authors of the study Dust Impacts of Rapid Agricultural Expansion on the Great Plains say rapid agricultural expansion and the biofuel boom at the turn of this century has led to soil-stabilizing grasslands to again be converted to the drought- and wind-sensitive farmland. So we're making the same mistake over again. They have seen the winds and dust pick up. I have, in my area. Lambert et al. Studied croplands of the Great Plains and state, and they say throughout the U.S. Great Plains, satellite data combined with surface networks show a significant increase in airborne dust over the last two decades. So they are asking for improved agricultural practices to prevent another dust bowl. Why? Well, you know, there's human risks that come with this. One is there's famine, there's less food supply, and then if there is less food supply, those prices are going to go up. But also, the dust can cause a lot of health issues. Cough, wheezing, difficulty breathing, chest pain, mucus production, dizziness, lightheadedness, fatigue, racing heart, palpitations. Any of you guys with long COVID, but also COPD, asthma, chronic bronchitis, that's going to exacerbate things. Exacerbation of heart conditions like angina, heart attack, cardiac arrhythmias. And then it can also make you more susceptible to things like flu. So I'm not here to say we're going to have another dust bowl. But what I am saying is if the, you know, farmers are saying we're stuck, the drought is the worst it's ever been. Our soil is blowing off. We got a lot of winds. We've got a lot of dust. Okay. We might be, you know, entering another dust bowl. And, you know, there's all this talk on food insecurity and food shortages. And, you know, I tell everybody just, you know, expect the worst and be prepared. You know, I don't mind, you know, these preppers or these prepping companies and things like that. I think it is important. I just don't know how much you can prep because, you know, we could be in for years of hurt and pain if we do go to war with China, if we do go to war with Putin, if the Dust Bowl does happen. If our administration doesn't get a flipping clue and manage the economy properly, it could stink. Now, I could, you know, lose a few pounds, okay? I said a few. Okay, I don't need any quantities shouted at me. I know exactly how much I have to lose, but let's just leave it to a few. I could, you know, lose a few pounds, but I have family members who need to eat, and they need to eat every day. And so my recommendation to you all is start eating healthy. If you have the opportunity to eat healthy, do so. Get some of your vitamin stores up. Get your bones. I know we really can't build more bone at this point when we're middle-aged, but at least give your body foods that help make it as strong. Because if we do go through a period where we're going to be eating like crap because we need to eat fake food because it's cheaper, I hope it never makes it that far, but, you know, eat good while you can. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, Call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I used to be really embarrassed when I was little because my mom would go through a drive-thru, and drive-thrus were starting to become a little bit more popular at the time, and my mom would have to make a special order. And I was really excited, you know, and I kept my mouth shut because we never really got to eat out, you know, and it was kind of a treat to get food to go. But I would still be embarrassed because the line would wait as she would order a special order. Well, apparently, a Taco Bell customer ordered nearly $300 worth of tacos in the drive-thru lane and held it up. Now, you would think they would have just told that person to go and park to the side and wait for their order. But I don't believe that happened. The incident took place at a Taco Bell drive-thru
about 11:30 p.m., and TikToker Emily Stott claims she waited 40 minutes in line, along with dozens of other drivers, because the customer ahead of her placed a massive order. She said, "This is the order of the person who was in front of me at Taco Bell. The Taco Bell drive-thru was stacked, and I had to tell them why the line was being held up. So, actually, it's $241, and there was Chalupa Supreme, Cinnabons, beef crunchy tacos, 10 hot sauces. That's a big, you know, I got to tell you, though, if you're going to cater a party, you definitely, that, you know, cheaper than you'd think, but still. So, 5 chicken Chalupa Supremes for $25, that means they're each about $5. Yeah, Taco Bell's going up. So anyway, so they showed the order, and then she kind of posted it. And in the clip, she got out of the car, which was still in line at the drive-thru. There were dozens of cars behind her. She shouted at the driver ahead of her, who had ordered the, you know, $241 worth of tacos. And then, then I guess the person was embarrassed and tried to cover their face. Anyway, so I find this fascinating, not so much because people got in, you know, a little tiff in a drive-through line, but that, one, somebody has the money to, you know, I mean, or it could be the munchies. I mean, I'm not really aware of what I would crave if, let's say, I was high on marijuana, but Taco Bell does sound yummy, you know, to a lot of people if they're high. So it could be that, but I still find it, expensive too. You usually don't hit the multiple $100 marks of this. Now, it could just be the biggest quantity of, you know, a big order. But I do think prices are going up, and it's fast food is going to definitely have its challenges. Now, you know, I was driving around, and I was looking at some of these stores trying to advertise meals and what the price of their meals were. I mean, I remember living in Vegas, and you could get $1.99 steak and eggs or a buffet. Well, I think breakfast was $1.99, lunch was $2.99, and dinner was $4.99 at, like, the Circus Buffet. So we're talking that was probably in the 1980s. And you see people try to advertise $19.99 meals. $20 for one meal? No. But fast food. I think my husband went to pick up some fast food. We were driving out of town to Utah. And it was just for me, my husband, and my son, because my other son was driving with his girlfriend, and it came to $35 for one combo, a burger. I don't get it. $35 for fast food. It just makes no sense. Now, the one thing I really, really love are these posts of people that work in fast food. I worked in fast food, and I can tell you guys stories. And I am blown away at how much I will still eat out, considering I've worked in multiple restaurants, multiple places. The one thing I have told you guys to do, and I have urged my family to do, and I will, you know, die by this rule, is do not be rude to the server, to the hostess, to the manager. They will get back at you. And there's been, you know, people spitting in the food. There was one person wrote, "I work at a fast food restaurant, and when people tick me off in the drive-thru, I put 90% ice in their beverage." Okay, well, at least there's no bodily fluids in that. One person wrote, "I work fast food. Whenever a hot chick comes in and pays with a credit card, I remember the name and look her up on Facebook later. No regrets." Okay, now that's creepy. One person wrote, "My coworkers at Subway used to have sex in the freezer with the bread. I don't eat there anymore." Now, I think that's a lie. I don't really think the bread, unless it's frozen. Oh, that's horrible. Okay, because I was going to say the bread is too soft. One person said, "I work at McDonald's, and today I opened the freezer, and I found my two managers having sex." One wrote, "I work at Burger King. I usually steal around 35 burgers a day to hand out to homeless people." Well, that's kind of nice, but I'm, you know,
I would rather you tell the manager and have the manager say, you know what, I'm going to wrap stuff up for you. This is what, well, you know, you don't necessarily have to steal it. I'm sure managers would like to know about that. They could also, you know, provide even more and do a tax write-off. One wrote, I work at a fast food restaurant. I am literally the only worker who isn't on drugs, including the managers. One wrote, I work in fast food and we don't have real cheese. And you think the meat is real? Okay, it's gross, and there's an ugly picture there. I'm getting this from Daily Mail. I work at Burger King, and I put way too much shake syrup in shakes, hoping people will think it's gross and not order it again because I hate making them. Shakes were a pain in the butt. When you are in a hurry and you are being told that you have to move the drive-thru, I think there was like a 3.5-4 minute deadline, and then you have to stop to work the shake machine. And then stand there while it... The shakes were the worst. I hated that. And I remember a lot of people saying it's out. The machine's out. The machine's out. I didn't want to lie. But these are people purposely trying to screw up the shake on purpose. One wrote, I hate working at a fast food restaurant, but I'm in high school. There's not much else. Don't treat me like I'm dumb. I'm enrolled in college courses going farther than you, so here's your shake. I hope you like my spit. Not cool. I work fast food. Whenever people order fries, onion rings, etc., I always throw extra in the bag. You're welcome. Okay, well, that's kind of nice. Used to work at Taco Bell, and when there's a hot guy in drive-thru, I'd yell that we needed hot fire sauce. Stupid. I work at McDonald's, and I don't wash my hands nearly enough whilst in the kitchen. Sorry, I just don't have the time or effort. You got to wash your hands. Where's the gloves? Where's the hairnets? One wrote, I work at McDonald's, and each day they send me to the freezer. I eat their cookies. When I worked at McDonald's, my coworkers used to drug deal in the kitchen. So, you know, these are things that, and mind you, this is fast food. I'm telling you, I worked at restaurants, and, you know, if somebody doesn't like you and they want to get you back, they will find ways to get you back. If people are lazy, I mean, there should be work ethic. There should be good managers. It really depends on the manager. You need a manager that has overseen everything. Sometimes the managers go. They go, okay, you're going to lock up? You're going to lock up? I'm out of here. And, some of the worst behavior happens, you know, when people are trying to race and get home. I told you guys, one of my side work, I had to get the dressings ready. And there was a party, and I'm like, I'll meet you guys. I just got to get this done. And as I'm working, I see a little red dot in the Thousand Island dressing. I'm going, what the hell is that? Well, it turned out I cut myself on the saran wrap. The big, large industrial saran wrap, and I started bleeding into the salad dressing. So I wrapped my thumb up, dumped it out, got a whole new container, put some gloves on, got new dressing. Imagine somebody with no work ethic or morals saying, you know what, just mix it in, no one will notice, I'm out of here. So I, you know, think about trying to prepare more of your own food. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.